This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. We're going to get a view of Libya's conflict as it looked from Tripoli overnight. That's the sound of anti-aircraft guns, which, so far as we know, have fired ineffectively at the U.S. and its allies. Allied warplanes and missiles struck Muammar Gaddafi's military defenses over the weekend. Last night, our colleague David Green stood on a rooftop in Tripoli watching smoke rise near the military base where Gaddafi has a home.
And just a couple hours after we heard that anti-aircraft fire and saw some of the smoke rising above what appeared to be Gaddafi's compound, the government opened the doors of the compound and invited foreign journalists in. We walked through a party of people. I guess they wanted to show us that people were still celebrating and standing by their leader. And then we walked through a lot of rubble and came here to a building that has totally collapsed, just fallen to pieces. And what the government says is that this building was hit by a missile earlier tonight.
Shut up and leave.
This is Ibrahim Musa, a government spokesman, and he was trying to get journalists through a crowd so they could see what Musa described as the remains of an administrative building.
Hundreds of civilians are here in this place to protect it as a voluntary human shield. So the danger of harming people was real, was there, and we are really thankful to God, not to the Americans, that no one was hurt today.
At the Pentagon, Vice Admiral Bill Gortney was asked last night if Gaddafi himself is a target, and he said no. But Gortney did say the Allied forces are going after command and control structures in Gaddafi's air defense system, and it's certainly possible a building on this base played such a role. Gaddafi loyalists have been sleeping and partying at this downtown compound since the attacks began to show support for their leader. The base Bab al-Azizia has long been a symbol of Gaddafi's defiance and ability to survive. In 1986, President Ronald Reagan ordered airstrikes here, reportedly killing one of Gaddafi's daughters. There's a statue here, a large golden fist crushing the model of a U.S. fighter jet. Yesterday, that statue was shown on Libyan state television as Gaddafi delivered a 12-minute rant.
You can't do anything in Afghanistan. Bin Laden defeated you. This weak man, you've used all your resources, and now you've accepted defeat, and you're ready to leave. And then the same things in Libya. You're not going to come leave victorious.
To defend the country, Gaddafi has said he's putting weapons in the hands of the Libyan people. Shots were fired into the sky all yesterday afternoon along the shore of the Mediterranean. It was part celebration, part funeral at a place that's known as the Cemetery for Martyrs. 26 graves were dug and prepared, we were told, for Libyan soldiers and civilians killed in airstrikes on Saturday. One man watching on the sidelines spoke quietly to a few journalists. Police were watching his every move. There are many people in Tripoli, he told us, who don't like Gaddafi. Right now, they're living in fear. Give the military strikes a week, he said, and people in Tripoli will rise up again. Meanwhile, over at one gravesite, family members told us a 3-month-old girl named Siham Tabib had already been buried. Ibrahim Dow said this baby was a distant cousin.
Did you meet Siham? Did you spend time with her?
No, because it is from the same family, actually. I never even saw her, you know. But yeah, we are a big family, you know.
He began to get upset.
From your questions, I feel that you think that we kill her. I don't know why.
The anger at the media has been stoked by the government, with state TV saying journalists from around the world are ganging up on Muammar Gaddafi, telling lies about what's been happening here. People sought journalists out to make sure they got the real story.
How old are you?
15.
How much?
15.
15. What's your name?
My name is Ahmed.
David Green, NPR News, Tripoli.
You know, I love Muammar Gaddafi like my father.